A fave of mine, Joseph Solomon, posted something on his Insta story a couple of days ago. He was taking questions from a couple of fans and followers. And someone asked, if you could tell your younger self one thing, what would that be? And he said, hi guys, welcome to another episode of The Restroom. My name is Oyekosala Aesomi, your host. I'm a shining light, a huge vibe. I make clothes and I feel like this will legit be my most vulnerable podcast yet. Okay, so I feel like I always have to explain myself why I've not been consistent, but this time I am happy to explain because I had a legit reason, and that's because I had work. I know everybody says that, but I had like a lot of things to work on and I did not have time, and my head wasn't even there. I'd even totally forgotten. Can you imagine? Like, I totally forgot that I had a podcast until like 2 weeks back. Like, some people just like kept asking, like 3-4 people, I don't want to make you look like a crowd, was asking that, oh, how far your podcast? And I'm like, oh yeah, that's true, I actually still talk to myself. And now today I legit finished. Oh my god, I finished the work I'd been on for like 3 months now, and there is nothing, I can promise, nothing like ticking your checklist. Hey, today was good. I was so happy because I'm like, yeah, I'm done. It's so funny how we think we're done only to get another work, but for now I'm done, and I'm super excited because yes, it's just relieving. I don't have to wake up early and it's all in my head that you've not done this, you've not done that, but I'm happy that I am done. So I guess this excuse is pardonable, I believe. And by the way, to be honest, when people ask me like, how far your podcast, even if it's my sister, do you know that it does a lot for me, to be honest, because God sees my heart. I legit record these things for myself and I just put it out there. So when I check and I see that 100 people have listened, 90 people have listened, sometimes maybe even 40 people or something, I'm just like, wow, so people listen to this thing. I'm visually shocked, and thank you. I don't even like publicize it, to be honest. I just put it on my WhatsApp status, and if anybody checks it out, awesome. I put it out for like the first 2 days I record an episode, and after that, that's the end. I don't put it on any other social media platform. So if I see people actually check it out, it means a lot to me, because I'm like, I do this for myself, so I don't know why I really want to really push. I don't know, maybe with time I might get more into it, but for now I'm not pushing it out. I just record it and I put it, and if people listen, it just means a lot of people listen. But if people don't listen, to be honest, a part of me is fine, like legit fine, like God knows a part of me is legit fine. I'm already rambling on, and this is actually not what my, well, today's episode is about. This is not what today's episode is about. So to cut that short, thank you for listening, thank you for sharing those that share, because I don't share podcasts, and how over 100 people can listen, I don't know how that happens. I might say it's the algorithm, but I want to believe that some people share. So thank you. Thank you very much. So a fave of mine posted something on his Insta story a couple of days ago, and it was just to ask questions, just asking his followers, just, you know, just shoot, you know, those times that you're bored and you just want people to just engage with. And somebody asked him a question, and they asked, hey Joe, his name is Joseph Solomon, by the way, you should check him out, I love him. I feel like he's one of the reasons I even ended up starting a podcast. He has a podcast, Flight and Feelings, which is the best podcast ever, if I may say so. So
And someone asked, hey Joe, if you could ask your younger self a question, what will you ask? And he said, or if you could tell your younger self something rather, what would you say? And he said, it took me this long to finally find my way back to you. I'm kind of paraphrasing, but it took me this long to finally get back to you. And that like literally slapped. Like, woo. That it just slapped. I used to say for the longest of time that your childhood is like the shortest phase of your life, so don't rush it. You have like age 1 to 10 to, these days not even 10 again, maybe like 9, 8 to really, really be a child. Then once you cross that primary to secondary school border, they expect you to be responsible and grown and start instilling those adult values, which is not a bad thing, to be honest. But you just find out that bit by bit that innocence is lost, and you find out that you're 23 and you're in your room and you're just thinking, where did time go? Like, what's going on? What is going on? And this podcast is one of the ways that I found out that I could actually reconnect to my younger self. When people ask for advice to give young self, I really don't know, because I'm looking for the girl to help me, the younger Oyekosola to help me right now. I'm looking for her to help me. So when you say what advice, I'm like, I need her to give me advice right now. You say, what advice do I want to give her? I don't think I have any advice to give her. So I guess like that was one of the reasons why I decided to start this podcast, because talking to myself was one of the things that I used to do while I was younger. So that was it. At some point towards last year, I started drawing again, and now this time I channeled it into fashion because I make clothes. So I started sketching, which I won't say I make the best sketches, but considering the fact that I haven't drawn in a while, it's rusty. But I can get there if I get real serious with it, which I haven't been serious with it again. So I've been trying to pick up those little things that I used to do, because I felt that that younger girl is the real me. You know, like, that's the real me. And she had flaws, goodness. I feel like she was the most unreformed girl, but was still the real me. I was stubborn, whoosh, very stubborn. But now if you ask me, I'll just say opinionated, because it sounds fancier. But flat, like, right out, I was stubborn. And I see the positive side to it, because it didn't stop me from getting what I wanted. It didn't stop me from getting what I wanted, which I feel like I do. That tenacity, I need that juice. Whatever she was drinking, I need that juice right now. I will not give up. Even if I know I might get hurt, I will still do what I wanted to do, because I just wanted to see how it would turn out if I did it the way that I wanted to do it. And I feel like that was some of the things that maybe people around me did not necessarily understand. It's not because I'm insulting your method. I just wanted to see how it would look like if I just tried out. Like, if I just tried out. For example, this might sound like really stupid, but yeah, it happened. You know those, don't play with a blender. Well, yes, I play with a blender, and I didn't just play with the blender. I saw that the thing will literally pulverize anything you put inside. And guess what? I stuck my finger inside and I blended it. And if not because an adult came and snatched my hand off, I probably will be, I think it was my right index. I'll be right indexless. And I cried and they put spirit on it. But I learned that you don't play with a blender. I know that's a terrible example,
But I literally just wanted to, I can remember very well that day. I just thought, what will happen if I put my finger inside? Well, what will happen was you're gonna bleed or possibly lose a finger. But I just wanted to be like, if this thing can literally blend anything, can it smash my... I think I should stop with the example. But the point was, I always just usually used to try to do things on my own because I wanted to see how things would turn out. And I believe because the way the world is these days, we're usually too scared to like take a leap of faith. Don't put your hand in a blender, but just try, because hormones are slapping you left, right, and center. And sometimes you rather not try because you don't want to hear a no, and you don't want to be heartbroken again, or you just don't want to try. Like you just don't want to try. And for every part of us that we might lose, or we keep losing as we grow, because we know how the world is, and the world doesn't answer to fantasy and child's play, so we grow up and get a job which is needed, or a business which is needed to make ends meet, and the things that we want to do, or the things that we used to do that literally meant a lot to us, we just gradually just drop them off because it's not the adult thing to do, and it's not the grown-up thing to do. I feel like a part of us is just fading into our memory, and ourself become a memory. That's shocking. Like, you yourself become a... You just become a memory. Like, you just think about it, and I'm like, where is that person? Like, who is that person? I've been struggling to wake up early. I'm usually, you know, the early bird that gets that worm, but for some time now I've actually been struggling to wake up early, and that's my thing. Like, that's my juice. I'm not a morning person. I'm the morning person. I can get 1,000 things done before it's 8 o'clock, as long as I don't miss my 5 a.m. mark. And these days I'm struggling. I've done almost everything. Alarm, I've prayed, God, please wake me up. Please wake me up. I've called a friend to call me. I'm just struggling. And this was what I didn't used to struggle with. And I thought about how there was a time in my life I was really sick. It was my final exam in grade 5. That's primary school, but the kind of primary school I went to, we don't use the primary 5, we use grade 5. So I was my final exam in grade 5, and I was sick. I think it was malaria and typhoid. So during the day, I would use it to rest. Then at night, I would go to the local pharmacist in my estate, and they'll give me injections that will make me sleep. They'll literally knock me out so I couldn't read for my exams. And I didn't want to fail, because I was already getting third. I was getting third position. I was on a third streak, and I wanted to break it, because I can't be third. Even before I got my report card, I just already knew that you came through the game. Why? So I really badly wanted to break it. So I came up with a plan that I was gonna wake up early. So I had a phone then, a Motorola phone. It was my mom that bought it for me. Shout out, mommy. She got me the phone, and I'll set my alarm for 5 a.m. I think it was 5 a.m. or 5:30 a.m. And that sick young girl will wake up, and I will put on the candle, and I will read my head off before I took my bath for the exam that day. And that year, I still came third. But I feel like that was the happiest third I went home with, because I knew what it took me
to get there. And since then, waking early had never been a problem for me because I determined that I was going to do it and I did it. But now I'm struggling. And it was one of the reasons why, one of the many things that led to me recording this episode, because I started thinking, where's that girl that helped me? Like, I need her to help me to start waking early now, because I need to be as productive as I normally am. So I literally need that person. So I was thinking, what happened? Should I get sick now? Should I get sick and have an exam? That's on a lighter note, but I was just really thinking, like, what do I need? And the inspiration that I needed, as the case may be, was like, okay, you've done it before. And I think I was 8 years old then. I was 8 years old, almost 9 then. And yeah, I was 8 years old. Or 9, I think. Anywho, I just needed that girl. And at that point, when I remembered that incident, it just gave me like a little hope that, okay, right now you're struggling, but you've done it before, so you will do it again. I don't know when, but you have to do it again, because you need to start getting what you need to get done. And I don't know why we lose those parts of us. I guess maybe because somebody somewhere is always constantly telling us to grow up, maybe when we make a mistake, and just telling us to grow up. My sister, like, I think it was yesterday, we were talking about an incident where we went out, my brother, my sister, and my dad, and we're somewhere. My brother was licking a lollipop, and soldiers somewhere saw him and harassed him, and were like, big boy like you, why are you licking lollipop? You're not a child. And I think when they saw my dad come, they sharply rearranged. When they saw the man, they're like, ah, Augusta, sorry, we don't say that your son be this. And yeah, it was a funny thing at that moment, but if you look at it, those little things are things that kind of push us down. When somebody tells you you're too big to do this, or you are too grown to do this, or you are too grown to do that, and some of the things you actually like and cherish. This is not about irresponsibility, don't get me. If you are doing bad thing, you are too old and you are too young to be doing bad thing is bad thing, irrespective. But just little things that you probably know have sentimental value to you, and they just help you, you know, just help you. I think my mom has gotten tired of shouting that we're too old to be watching cartoons in our house, because none of us have stopped, not even my eldest sister. We all still watch cartoons, and we're gonna continue to watch it. And this day she has learned to love it too, and she watches it with us. Amen. Those little things, I feel like when we make those compliments, they kind of, it just, for some of us, it hurts, but for some, it just, people snap out of it, and that's them snapping out of a part of them, and I don't think that's fair. If I had something to say to my younger self, I'll probably tell her to teach me. To teach me not to give up, because right now I think I'm giving up. To teach me to enjoy the joys, jumping in a bouncing castle. And by the way, if you have a party right now, please get a bouncing castle, because I think that's the only thing that is going to make me come. It's not even about spray money. I think that's the thing that is going to make me come. I'll ask her to teach me to keep finding out just keep finding out. I'll ask her to teach me how to keep asking questions. Boy, I used to do that. I'll ask you the silliest question. Why are you wearing yellow slippers? Is it because yellow is your favorite color? What made yellow your favorite color? Don't you think it's too bright? I'll ask her to teach me. I'll ask questions again. I'll ask her to teach me how to enjoy playing in the rain and playing with mud. I'd ask her to teach me how to draw again because I'm losing it. I'll ask her to teach me how to set a goal and get it. What will I do for her? I think I'll help her to... I'll teach her how to get her left from right pretty early so she can get her slippers right. I'll teach her how to put a shirt on so she doesn't walk about shirtless. Teach her how to ride a bicycle really early so she will enjoy that her summer break much, much longer. And I'll teach her not to be too much of a coconut head because it will get you cane. It will get you cane. I think I'll teach her to calm down and listen. My mom will like this part. I'll teach her to calm down and listen. I'll teach her to calm down and listen. This has to be the end of this episode because right now I don't even know what to say. I literally don't know what to say again. It has gone on much, much longer than I expected. And I don't think I want to be myself out there this much again. At least for this episode. So yeah. And if you're thanking anybody, I think you should thank the younger one because she's the one giving us this podcast. I'm just using my grown-ass voice to say them. If you've listened this far, thank you so much. I really do appreciate that people listen to this. And now you can get this podcast on Apple Podcast. I'm so excited. I figured it out about a month ago that I'm now on Apple Podcast. So you can get it on Anchor, on Google, on Apple Podcast, and on Spotify as well. And basically anywhere you get your podcast. Please like, share, subscribe, and what else? Yeah, leave a message. For this particular one, I actually would like if you could leave a message. You can check me out on Instagram at mode_. I usually check my DM, so I'll definitely reply at mode_. Until the next time, love and peace, fam.